This summer has seemed more hectic than normal for some fireworks artists.
The whole summer season is big, but yeah, the 4th of July is the equivalent to between Thanksgiving and Christmas for a retailer.
For Vortex president Chuck Johnson, the madness started before the month of July. One of their biggest shows they put on every year is at Taylorsville Days. He says that venue allows people to see the lower-level cake fireworks, which sometimes they can't see at parks covered with trees.
Taylorsville City, by far, is one of the most fireworks comprehensive festivals we do. It's a challenge every year to think up something new.
By the way, for anybody who attended Taylorsville Days this year, Johnson says that big explosion at the end of the show was completely planned, not an accident like it may have looked. And even though Pioneer Day is a big deal for Johnson, the 4th of July is busier, hands down. He has many more shows to plan for that day. It was particularly crazy this year since the 4th was on a Saturday.
Any of the smaller shows that oftentimes go on the Saturday before or the Saturday after fell on the day.
Officials with Phantom Fireworks say the average Utah spends between $60 and $70 per year on fireworks, but in some richer areas, like in Draper, there are some customers that spend up to $1,000. Utah Fire Marshal Coy Porter says fire stations typically get more calls on the 4th too. However, they normally have a higher level of concern for Pioneer Day.
Weather has a greater chance of drying out and being more problematic, especially in the wildland areas.
But this year might not be so bad. Porter says we've had some wet weather lately that could ease the fire dangers.
We're a little happier right now going into the 24th than I probably was at the first of the month.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.